With SRN News, I'm John Scott. There's a new trade deal. Under the terms, which President Trump stresses, are pending on final approval by himself and China's Xi Jinping, the United States will receive magnets and rare earth minerals from China, and tariffs on Chinese goods will drop to 55%. In return, the U.S. will allow Chinese students to attend American colleges and universities. Speaking in the Oval Office, President Trump says the National Guard will be in Los Angeles until there's no danger.
Look, it's common sense. You ask me that question. When there's no danger, they'll leave.
The protest that started in L.A. have begun to spread across the country now, with more planned into the weekend. The president left open the possibility of invoking the Insurrection Act, which authorizes the president to deploy military forces inside the U.S. to suppress rebellion or domestic violence or to enforce the law in certain situations. House Republicans have finalized changes to the party line tax and spending package the chamber passed last month, necessary to keep the bill in compliance with Senate rules.
The amendment, which House Republicans teed up in the Rules Committee Tuesday evening and plan to adopt on the floor Wednesday, would, among other things, nix the policy cracking down on the fraud-plagued employee retention tax credit created during the pandemic. Republicans were relying on this provision to recoup $6.3 billion in savings to offset the massive legislation. Even though Senate Republicans are making their own changes to the package, the issues with the House-passed version needed to be resolved before the measure was officially sent to the Senate to guarantee the bill wouldn't lose its power to skirt the filibuster. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Inflation picked up a bit last month. Consumer prices increased 2.4% in May compared with a year ago, according to the Labor Department. This is SRN News. A new look at global religion.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that Islam is the fastest growing faith on the planet. Between 2010 and 2020, Islam added about 350 million new followers, more than all other religions combined. Christianity is losing ground, but still boasts the most total followers globally, 2.3 billion compared to 2 billion even for Islam. However, in third place and growing fast is the religiously unaffiliated, now numbering 1.9 billion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vietnam has abolished its longstanding two-child limit to try and reverse declining birth rates and ease the pressures of an aging population. The National Assembly passed amendments scrapping rules that limit families to having one or two children. Vietnamese families are having fewer children than ever before, and births have fallen below the replacement rate, just like most of the countries in Asia. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
President Trump says a U.S.-China trade deal is a done deal. Writing on Truth Social, he says our deal with China is done, subject to final approval with President Xi and me. Mr. Trump calls the relationship between the U.S. and China excellent. Mr. Trump says tariffs on Chinese goods will be set at 55%, while China's tariffs will be locked in at 10%. Additionally, the U.S. will get magnets and rare earth minerals from China. In return, Chinese students will be allowed to attend American colleges and universities. Announcement of the breakthrough comes on the heels of talks in London and following a recent phone call between Presidents Trump and Xi. Inflation heated up a bit last month. The cost of food rose, although overall inflation remained mostly tame. Consumer prices increased 2.4% in May compared to a year ago. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.